this is what she was doing, and this is what I didn't appreciate, grasp at the time. I was asleep. Marcuse is right. The future is contained in the present, and I can now see that. Back in March, I heard those words of Gramsci as being about the question of authentic leadership, which they are, I think. But now that we've exposed Marx's unconscious utilitarianism, I hear more today. I hear it reproduced here in his words, in the assumption of conquest, of might makes right, in the focus on the conquest of production as the locus of our freedom, supposedly. Voice, song, and their suppression are there, I think, but as an unacknowledged background melody. And although I still hear in the words economic capacity, the words creative force, that from which comes our ability to live, that being ultimately the earth, and we the people in that earth being key. Today I want to consider more deeply what was acknowledged back in March as our silencing, our lack of a voice individually and as a people, but not developed. Acknowledged back in March as silencing, but not developed, that a make use of utilitarian mindset, the primacy of production for power of accumulation, stifles as it consumes. I.e., I want to consider more deeply Gramsci's observation that the transforming force, transforming to a free future in this global social arrangement called class, an arrangement long since drained of vitality, an arrangement already dead, needing now but our act of burying, comes from a strong economic capacity, quote unquote, that's being artificially held back. Us.